now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Joining me this week is Thomas McKay from the Exotica band Intoxica. We're also going to catch up with Ken from Exotica Modern magazine. And Dear Coop, a listener from Ohio with a request, a look at the World of Swank gig guide, and of course, Lounge Life magazine. That's all coming up tonight here at the Cocktail Nation. And word is, the Sharps have a new album coming out very soon. Looking forward to hearing about this. And right now, here they are with From Russia With Love on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Race and Mysterioso. Lounge leader Coop Cooper with you at the Cocktail Nation. Do check out my website, cocktailnation.net.
Cocktail Nation.
Thomas McKay joins me on the show, and the new album is called Intoxica and features a star-studded lineup. I mean, we've got Augie Lopaka-Cologne Jr. on there, Ernie Provencher, and, of course, Thomas McKay. Great to have you on the show, man. Congratulations on the new release. I absolutely love it.
Aloha, Coop, man. I appreciate you having me on the show. Very much, very, very, very welcome. Very nice of you. Very kind.
Well, I know you've been listening for a fair while now, so it's great to have you on the show. I love the fact that this is an Exotica album. It is modern without being too modern. It just kind of ticks a lot of the boxes and is a nice, fresh sound for what I like to call Neo Exotica. Neo Lounge, Neo Exotica, and I don't know whether anybody was using that term a while back, but in my rockabilly days, we had Neo Rockabilly, so just it always kind of feels like the right few letters to put before something.
Yep, exactly, and that's the way we describe it, you know. We've had, when the album came out, you know, when we were sending it out, you know, just to random people and getting seeing how people actually reacted to it. Some people were saying dub, some people were saying loungy, some people said neo. So it's kind of all combined, which is kind of cool that we, you know, it's just all of our influences combined into one session, and that's what came out, you know.
Interestingly, I've spoken to a few musicians over the past few years that, you know, they're either doing, you know, a full-on live band, being in Exotica or Lounge, or they've decided to go on out on their own and simply do it themselves. They might play a few instruments and then they'll use the computer to do the rest of it. It sort of looks, from listening to the album and seeing the lineup on here, that you've done a bit of a mixture of both scenarios. Would that be the case?
Well, this is a, you know, the concept of this group, you know, is to get away from arrangements and to speak more, to open up the tunes of Les Baxter and Martin Denny and our compositions, and open them up for improvisation and take them different places, like in the middle of the tune. And that this recording was unique. We really didn't expect to have the recording out to public. We just wanted to like document what we'd been doing at La Mariana for that year, and see what it sounded like. At 10 o'clock in the morning, we set up in a studio at my buddy's place, and literally the first the Taboo, which is the first take on it, that was the first song we hit that session, and everything following that is all first take, one pass.
Wow.
The only overdub that we ended up doing is a lot of the bird calls and Lopaka's animal calls and some of the multimedia kind of stuff. But all the synth sounds you hear are coming from me, with the mallet cat and the mallet sounds. All the mallet sounds you're hearing is coming through me, first pass, all live.
That's fantastic. You know, it's fantastic. People, as I mentioned, you know, some are doing more computer generated work, and then of course we've got more traditional bands. But I've always thought, yeah, okay, it's great to be able to put an album out and be able to do it yourself and use the computer. But then of course, if somebody wants to book you, there's that inherent problem. You guys don't have that problem.
No, when the nice thing about, you know, you look at the history of Exotica, and, you know, it started with the orchestra, with Les Baxter and the big orchestras and that. And then Martin Denny knuckled it down to the small group, Well, we wanted to do it even more.
Yeah.
You know, because the group really originated with LaFaka and I getting together and doing a couple duo gigs. And we were both looping everything, like, you know, the lines, the bass lines and all that. And we went, oh, these bass lines, it's not working the way we want it. It's not too spontaneous, you know, that. So we got Ernie on bass and, you know, the bottom end, and that's all we needed.
Yeah. You know? I've actually spoken to Augie, I think it was a couple of years ago, and I can't remember which particular project we spoke about. But, I mean, that's he's an amazing guy, but amazing to have that that link to Exotica through genealogy in your band.
Yeah. It's for me, as like the composer and the guy that, you know, that when I had a Exotica band, you know, this idea of it was under a different name called Vibra Cubana, and there was an actual write up in Exotica Modern, the first edition, on that. But when Augie and I met, it was, I had a gig at the Blue Note, and my percussionist at the time double booked himself in LA. So I called Augie up. And him and I, ever since, we've just been, you know, digging into his legacy. You know, like the first couple times we played at La Mariana, where we play every Monday night. You know how you do, you text the musicians when you get home if it's a good night, you know, because you can't sleep. And I asked him, I said, did you see your dad and Arthur in the audience way back in the back? He goes, yeah. I said, they were smiling, weren't they? He goes, yeah. I said, we all both got chicken skins, and it's like, then we just need to keep doing this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that is fantastic.
So,
well, look, before we go, I must say one of the things I love about you is you're the kind of guy who just doesn't give up on something. And we had some initial conversations months and months and months ago, and you had some songs that you were sending me, and I was like, yeah, that's not, it's not quite the sound of this radio show, but thank you. And and hats off to you for persisting. A lot of people give up. And they,
oh no,
you know, they'll contact the show and they go, and the guy will go, yeah, look, that's not for us, and you will never hear from them again, which is a shame, but that's just the business, you know. You know what your sound is for your show, just like you know what is the sound for your band, and that sound is, you know, something that's, you know, sometimes even difficult to describe. But the fact I love that you went, yeah, okay, well, what else can we do? What else have we got? You're wanting to reach a broad audience, and look, this is a great way of doing it, along with your live shows. So hats off to you for not just simply going, all right, I'll just move on. So I appreciate your tenacity.
Oh, you know, I appreciate you acknowledging that, because if you talk to my wife, I have a lot of it, you know. It's like, and any shipping, like all the CDs that we ship to people, I sit on my living room table and I ship that CD to you, you know. We are completely like, you know, grassroots, you know, no middleman kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I remembered you from our conversation. I was like, you know, I need to send him the full thing, because there's a package, there's the cover, there's the whole thing. Now let's send it to him,
yeah.
You know. And
it's fantastic. I absolutely love it. I definitely recommend that any Tiki Exotica fan is going to love this one. The new album is called Intoxica. That's spelled with a K-A at the end. To grab this album, where's the best place to go? Where are you selling it?
If people want to buy the physical copy of it, which I highly recommend because of the back artwork with the little characters of us and all that, they can get it now on cdbaby.com They can do the downloads also from there. But when you do the download, you know, you don't get the back cover. You just get the front, kind of thing.
It's a really cool cover, both front and back, actually. So you artwork by Brian Zach. Is that correct? Yeah.
Brian Zach. I was in his reggae band touring for about 2 years, and he did all the logos for that band. I was like, I'm going to see if he's busy or not busy. And he wasn't. And it took probably about 3 months to get the cover from him.
Right. You
know, shooting ideas back from California, but it was so worth it. You know?
It looks great. It sounds great. Congratulations. Yeah. And it's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Mahalo for the invite, and maybe we'll make it out to your way. We have a lot of people come from your way to Honolulu.
Yeah.
You know, and they somehow end up at La Mariana on a Monday night. I don't know why. Maybe you're telling people, it's like, hey, if you're going to Honolulu, you got to go Monday night, fly in.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Nation.
But since discovering you, I can't get enough of these smooth tunes that you're playing.
Cocktail Nation.
The jazz.
Cocktail Nation with Rebecca Angel and Jet Sumba. Also played Quincy Jones and Fever on the Cocktail Nation. Check out the social pages for the Cocktail Nation. Just simply type in Cocktail Nation and you'll find us across all platforms.
On the Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Hopper.
Gary Rabusi from Sebring, Ohio, writes, "Hey, Coop, just wanted to drop a line and say how much I enjoy the show. Just discovered you a few months ago, and I'm a real enthusiast of the whole tiki, lounge, exotica, cocktail, and super spy aesthetic. You're really hitting a spot for me. I also love the movie and the book reviews. Anyway, keep up the great work and bring in those tunes. And can you play Mel Tomé, Midnight Swinger? It's my theme song." Here you go, Gary. Mel Tomé on the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, midnight swinger, how's the world's greatest lover tonight? Emancipated woman's own special delight. So how can the world's last living Casanova be alone? The fine kind of loving you make. On a scale of 7, you would get an 8. But you're home by your lonesome most every night. You watch Johnny Carson till you turn out the light. He's pretty funny, and it looks like you are too. Irresistible you. Hey, midnight swinger, who's got the heart that you're breaking tonight? A centerfold playmate or a movie star type? So how can the world's new Marcello Mastroianni be so blue? My, what a long, long wait. Your geisha girls seem to be late. Who's gonna fan you? Who's gonna peel your grapes? Well, it looks like another boring evening at home. No loving tonight, just instant breakfast alone. If losers had contests, there's no doubt how you do. Undefeatable you.
L'Ange Lotario DJ Cocopa Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Noticizing, never forget it. I will never forget it.
Pass it on to the guys, Coop said.
Yes, this is a Cocktail Nation all-star album in many ways.
Just love it.
Hey, Coop.
As long as we like, we know it's good.
L'Ange Lothario DJ, Cocktail Nation.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it every time. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it.
It's a Cocktail Nation with Jenny Smith and Nice and Easy. It's Lounge Leader Coop Cooper with you. Have you checked out Lounge Life magazine? It is your free flipboard magazine. It's basically a retro magazine. When I come across stories each day, because I read a lot of news, I upload these retro stories, vintage stories, bachelor pad, car stories, anything that I know that Cocktail Nation listeners are going to love. I instantly update it, and it's a very regularly updated magazine. It's called Lounge Life, and there are links on my website at cocktailnation.net. One of the stories, how NASA painstakingly has rebuilt the Apollo mission control room that put the men on the moon. Sadly, bits and pieces had disappeared as people had taken souvenirs and whatnot. The carpet was worn and there was mold in the big TV screens at the front. Anyway, they have redone it, which is just fantastic. And Japan's first female photojournalist is still shooting at the age of 101. Incredible stuff.
Cocktail Nation.
Another issue of Exotica Moderne is out once again, issue number 4 for 2019, and Ken joins me on the phone. Hello, Ken.
How are you doing, Coop?
Oh, fantastic. I just got a copy of Exotica Moderne the other day, and I must say thank you very much for including a little article about my fiction books in there. Much appreciated.
Oh, we got to cover a little bit of thing in the scene, and I actually want to hopefully try and get more of that in the future and get a little more of the Exotica Lounge culture creeping into the magazine here. It's a little more tiki heavy right now, but I'd like to balance that out a little bit. So I was more than happy to run a piece on the books that you write.
Well, thank you. That is fantastic. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in the magazine for issue number 4. What are some of the things that people can look forward to picking up in their mailbox?
Well, a lot of people here in the States and maybe everywhere else knows that Tiki Cat in Kansas City was, I think it still is, rated the number one tiki bar in the U.S. And that's how it's ranked on Critiki. So this issue is very Tiki Cat centric, as I listed it that way on the website. We have Ken Ruzick that has done some work for Mark Sellers, the owner of Tiki Cat, and the cover features some of Ruzick's usual cast of characters, but they're all holding Tiki Cat mugs, and they are actually drinking at Tiki Cat.
Right.
And then I have an interview with Ken in the issue. But then it also features Anthony Carpenter from Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is Mark Sellers' hometown. And Anthony has worked with Mark for quite a while on some of his other bars prior to Tiki Cat. He did much of the art that is and design work when Tiki Cat opened up. So there's Anthony Carpenter murals in there. He's designed glassware, the swizzles, napkins and everything else. And then we have John Oat has an article on Tiki Cat itself. So this is very very much a Tiki Cat. Addition to that, an interesting thing is Hmong Tiki, who has been a supporter of the magazine and their ad, they gave me a 3D ad this issue and sent me a bunch of Hmong Tiki 3D glasses. So each issue comes with a pair of 3D glasses so you can sit there and look like a nerd in your home while you're reading.
I've been wearing them around the streets and people have been looking at me strangely.
Yeah, I think everybody will be looking at everybody strangely with these on. But hey, you know, it's a nice little touch that they did. And Hmong Tiki and the rest of the advertisers have been great supporters of the magazine. So as you're the magazine, make sure you check everybody out and go to their website. And then I've got still got the running cocktail napkin gag. This time I'm using Andrew Papoy, a friend of mine from Chicago, who I met when I was in the comic book business, and he is still in the comic book business. He's just been added to the roster of the usual gang of idiots at Mad Magazine. So it's kind of cool to have Andrew in the magazine. He's going to be contributing more stuff. And then, so this is kind of packed. We've got more music reviews. We've got your article, some book reviews. We've got a feature on Rob Kramer out of the Portland, Tacoma, Seattle area. And this time for the summer, and this is going to end up being a nice running feature, is Tiki Lindy is going to be start contributing both food and cocktail recipes as she can. And she's working on another one for the next issue as well. So starting to mix it up a little bit, throw a few more things in there. Yeah. So not only cocktail oriented, but maybe we'll get some food recipes in there as well that tie into Tiki culture, and that you're going to have your own Tiki party at home.
Well, I love the fact that in the magazine too, you've also included a review of the band that we spoke to tonight, Thomas McKay's Intoxica. So it's absolutely got everything in it. And thanks for joining us on the show. I'd like to catch up whenever there's a new issue and just let people know what's going on in the magazine. And when we first spoke to you, I think issue number 1 had come out. Has it been going as far as the sales have been going? Have people been latching onto this?
It's been selling out every issue. I have to run it again this issue, but I think after this weekend, I think I might have to up it again in the next issue. My office is filled with magazines ready to ship out. So I'm going to be a very, very busy guy this week, but it's been very well received, and everybody has nothing but positive things to say about it. My wife and I were at Tiki Caliente in Palm Springs last month, and everybody that approached us was so excited that I launched a new magazine, focusing on the culture that we're all interested in.
Absolutely. Now, to grab the magazine, it seems you've got to be pretty quick these days because they are running out the door pretty quickly.
They are.
The best place to go to is your website, isn't it?
Correct. And actually, for those down in Australia, the Custom Ink has been carrying it as well. I don't know if they do mail order, but they do. I think they take about 40 copies from me.
Yeah,
so you probably save on postage checking with them as well.
But yeah, that's where I've been picking up my copies. Actually, I was searching around for an easy place to get it, and these guys had it.
Yeah. It's great that they've been taking so many copies down there, and they're consistent in wanting to do that. So yeah, you must have at least a nice little interesting crowd down there and this sort of thing. But yeah, for everybody else, the rest of the world, you can go to houseoftaboo.com, T-A-B-U. As I like to joke, if you go to T-A-B-O-O, you end up someplace completely different.
Ken, it's been fantastic talking to you. Exotic and Modern, issue number 4 is out right now, so make sure you go grab it. This is a marvelous magazine. It really is. It's so professionally done and so interesting. Got some great stories in there, so worth checking out today. Great to talk to you.
All right, dude.
The Cocktail Nation.
Baby. take fright. The natives are restless tonight. You might consider yourself lucky just to be alive. Yes, you are. 'Cause it's a full moon tonight. It's just right for a conquering pride. Don't take fright.
Tiki on the Cocktail Nation, and the Natives Are Restless. Also played Jeff Chenault and Andrew Izzold, Exotica Revisited. Well, you might like to visit some Exotica by heading to the Waterswank Gig Guide for pastimealbumclocks.com. We've got a stack of events on July 7, another vintage garden party scheduled for Nice, France. July 13, it's the band After 8 at Forbidden Island. And July 18, Nutty are playing at Feinstein's at Vitello's. Sundays at the Golden Tickets, Dino a la carte. So lots of great gigs for you to check out. Website, cocktailnation.net. Ixtahula now, Stone Gods of Bimini on the Cocktail Nation.
Oh, Cocktail Nation.
Tell me his name again.
Cooper.
Lounge Lothario DJ.
And Bakita. Next week on the show, another lounge music special. And next week, it is the music of Seth MacFarlane. We'll leave you with the Warner Chappell Production Orchestra and The Silencer. Stay up.